Look, I know you've already achieved unheard of levels of success as an entrepreneur. So the real question is, while the world is radically shifting, how do we not get caught up in the chaos, but instead access our untapped capacity? You know what I'm talking about. I'm Katie Richardson, business coach to superstar entrepreneurs and host of What's Working Now. I'm here to show you how to unlock and magnify your untapped potential so that we can create the dream, live with purpose, and do what we are born to do. On this podcast, we are asking a different set of questions. Be present, be curious, be right now. Let's go. Hello, hello. Welcome to What's Working Now. I am your host, Katie Richardson, and I have an amazing story to share. This is about how can you get yourself into the room, in the room, in the deal. Proximity is power, and I've witnessed this throughout my entrepreneurial career. Now, how do we actually apply this to illustrate or demonstrate how you can be most effective at your in-person events? I want to share with you a story, an experience that I had recently. So we live here in Puerto Rico, and guess what? It happens to be hurricane season. And you may have seen in the news that a hurricane recently hit Puerto Rico, Hurricane Fiona. And we were in the wake of this hurricane. And in that wake, we lost cell reception. We lost internet connectivity. We even lost power. Thankfully, we have a generator and we still had AC and we were able to cook and we were totally good. But we were very much in a black hole and unable to communicate with the world. And my friend and neighbor was mentioning that he was going to this event called Traffic and Conversion. Now, Ryan Dice had been a part of my company building our very first marketing funnel back in like 2014, 2015, but he'd never been to any of his events. I'd never met Ryan personally. And between my neighbor and my friend Allison Prince, they were both going to speak. And I was like, man, I should be going. And it's Monday morning and my husband comes into the bathroom. I am getting ready after having worked out. And he says, hey, you know, you really should be at this event. And I'm thinking it's too late. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah. And I'm saying this to him. Yeah. I wish I had gone. Like, I kind of missed my opportunity. He said, maybe you didn't miss it. It's 10:30 a.m. I just looked it up. You could be on a flight by 3:30. You could be in San Diego tonight. The event starts tomorrow. And I'm like, wait, what? And I'm thinking about my week and the kids and my clients. Like, there's a lot of responsibility on my plate. And plus the fact that my family's still in a black hole and we don't have even cell service, let alone internet connectivity. And I'm like, how am I even going to make that work? Like, how can I even book a flight or how can I even get tickets to this event? But he plants the seed in my mind and I immediately start to get excited. And I'm like, okay, let's solve these problems one at a time. And I hop into my car and I'm driving around on the hillside and looking at the bars. I'm like, okay, if I park right here under this tree at this height, I get 3 bars and that should be enough. And so I start to look at flights. Sure enough, there's a flight that I could still make it to this flight. So I book the flight. I book a ticket to the event, Traffic and Conversion. And then I even get myself a hotel. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going. And as I'm driving home, I drive past my neighbor who, if you'll remember, he's even speaking at the event and he's there standing in his driveway. And I rolled down my window. I'm like, Jerry, guess what? I thought you were leaving. He was like, well, we're leaving for the airport in a little bit. I was like, well, I decided I'm coming to Traffic and Conversion. I just bought tickets. And he was like, what? And I said, yeah, my flight leaves at 3:30. And he was like, us too. And I was like, oh, cool. And he said, you want to ride to the airport? And I'm like, yes, I do. So I said, give me 20 minutes. I run home. I hurry and I pack a bag. And within hours of even conceiving if this is an idea, I have my airline tickets. I have my hotel. I have my tickets to the event. I even had a ride to the airport, which, you know, I'm about an hour from the airport. San Juan's about an hour north of us. And I was like, this all fell into place. Why? Because I had made a decision that there is proximity is power and that I need to be in the room and rubbing shoulders with these people because one, well, there's multiple reasons for going to these events. So today I want to talk to you about why do we go to in-person events? The world is opening back up. Events are happening. People are going. And oftentimes people miss tremendous opportunities at these events because they're going with the wrong intention, with the wrong frame in mind. So I want to share with you today how you can make the most of being at in-person events. And with that in mind, what are the actual actions and steps that we need to do to be super effective in these in-person events? So the first is we have to make the decision. We need to make the decision that we're going to go. Then we need to define what is my intention behind going. I had two intentions. One was I wanted people who have deep connections and networks in the business world. I wanted them to know who Katie Richardson is. And then the other one was to get people who are potentially either JV partners or maybe even one-on-one clients. I want them to connect with me. I want to be connected to them. I want them to know me. I want to know them. And this face-to-face conversation is the most effective way to do it. And so the overall call to action, so to speak, was my main objective was to get people on my podcasting calendar. It's a way where I can add value. And by sharing somebody with my audience and my network, and at the same time, get to know them. Like I get to hear their story. And what you guys don't see on the podcast is the conversation. Once we stop recording, conversation keeps going, which I'm starting to record those because sometimes those are even better than the podcast episode, but the conversation keeps going. So the way that I was going to take and make it actionable was to extend an invitation to be on my podcast. And keep in mind, this was very clear and it was very focused. I was not all over the place. So I get on the plane, and as I'm on the plane, that's my intention. I'm networking with people. And as we go to an event, there are kind of two different modes of being. There is the mode of learning and in a way kind of extracting value, capturing the value of the person on the stage, of the person who is showing you their formula and their system. And so there are these moments where we're in this mode of learning and being a sponge and being open and collecting information. And then there are also these really important moments of adding value. And this is where I really want to focus. People, myself included, we sometimes make this mistake of, okay, if my intention is for people to get to know me, then I need to have my elevator pitch ready and I need to like tell people all about me, 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 me. And, you know, hi, my name's Katie and I do this and here's why I do what I do and here's how I can help you. And listen, you need to know those things about you, but they don't know you enough for you to earn the right to even be sharing all of that with them. You need to show up in a way that they genuinely start to care about you. How do you do that? You flip it. So in the conversation, you bite your tongue about yourself and you be radically curious about them. So remember, I told you there are two modes. We are there to learn. We are there to add value. In like, I want you to lead with this adding value thing in your in-person events. Take your need to be seen, your need to have everybody know everything about you and the awesome, cool things that you're doing about you and your business. And you just put that in the background. Okay. For now. You are there radically curious about them over and over and over. Tell me about you. What is it that brought you to the event? Okay, cool. So you have a digital marketing agency. Tell me who you serve in that agency. Cool. What are the needs of that individual? Over and over, you're bringing this five-year-old curiosity about them. And they might even start to become curious about you. And I love this. You just keep, oh, you can get to me later. Tell me more about that. I was really fascinated when you said that you helped this really niched specific individual. And just keep being curious about them, curious about them, curious about them. What happens naturally is they feel so seen, so heard, which is just a universal human need. They immediately become super curious about you. Then they have talked so much about themselves, they will eventually say this, I'm rambling. And somebody did say this to me. They're like, I don't know what it is about you, but I just keep talking. I'm rambling. I'm sorry. And what did I, and like, he was starting to try and push it back onto me, like
tell me more about you. And I'm like, oh, we can get to you, to me. You're not rambling. I'm really enjoying everything you're saying. Tell me more about your family, right? And so the more that you stay focused on them, what is going on in their life, what their business objectives are, what the pain points are, getting in the way of them being able to accomplish their business objectives, the more you do that, the more you become valuable to them. It's human nature. And yet, showing up in this way is not human nature. our human nature is to lead with, well, letting myself tell you about myself. It's just like, it's all about me. Brian Regan calls it the me monster. Me, 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 me. And if you can just take that childish need, which it is, it's kind of juvenile. When I was a kid, I was a gymnast. And if anybody came over to our house, I started doing cartwheels across the room. It's like, hey, everybody, look at Katie. And in a way, that's what we're doing when we just go on and on about ourselves and our business. And if you can set that aside and really focus on who's in front of you, be really present with them, be genuinely curious and not needing them to see you. The more that we do this, the more you make this human connection, you rise above the noise of the crowd, literally and figuratively, and you immediately become somebody who they want to be connected with. And I don't know what the number is, but as I did this every time, and then eventually I would extend the invitation for them to be on my show as I listened to them, listen to their needs. So an example is Steve Sims. I met him in the VIP lounge. He's a well-known marketer. He's very well connected. I knew who he was. He's like a business and marketing celebrity. So I obviously knew who he was. And so I walked up to him, Steve Sims, I'm so excited to meet you. And like, love what you shared on stage. Tell me how you came to that conclusion. And what is it you're focusing on right now? And he's like, well, I got this book. And he pulls his book out. And I'm kind of reaching this point in my life where I don't have to work as much as I used to, but my son is inheriting the business and I really want to tee him up to be successful. And so I'm actually working really hard to promote the book. And I'm like, oh, well, what do you think about sharing your story in your book? What do you think about sharing it with my audience in my podcast? Oh, wow, Katie, would you be willing to do that? And it just was a way for me to add value to him. And then all of a sudden he's super excited and immediately like send me the link. He's on my calendar right now. And it's because I listened genuinely. I identified what his needs are. His needs are to promote his book. And then I solved that problem by making an invitation to share the message of his book on my podcast. And so he is now on my calendar. We are now, in a sense, business friends, and I'm going to be diving deeper into his story, and it's because of what I'm sharing with you. So if you want to be in the room in the deal, then you need to create that proximity, and you might have to drive to the top of the mountain so you can have cell reception and you can book yourself a ticket. But the point is, get yourself in the room. Be at the events. And then once you're at the events, create this intention of genuinely connecting with people, adding value by listening, asking questions, being curious. As you do this, you will show up different than other people. I met an incredible guy named David. He's out of the Ukraine. He lives in the US now. He has radically transformed his life through a real estate program that my friend, a neighbor who drove me to the airport, had created. And it was really interesting because he meets me and then he starts vomiting his life story on me, which was great. He was a really interesting, fascinating person. And as we were talking and eventually he found out who I was, he was like, oh my gosh, like, what advice can you give me? And I said, well, are you open to something? He's like, yeah. And I said, you're really pushy about yourself. And it's like, it's human nature for people to be repelled by that. And so, you know, what if you took this opposite approach? And I taught him when I'm teaching you. And what's interesting is I met David on the first day. And then he ran into me on the last day. And he just like he came running over to me and wanted to give me a hug. And he just thanked me for what I had shared with him because he saw a change in people's response to him because of what I had taught him. So he was doing the first part. He got himself into the room. But he was so needy and desperate of people seeing him that it was repelling people. And by making this shift and bringing this setting aside the neediness and the desperation of people to see him, setting that aside and being curious about others. And then when it made sense, presenting a potential opportunity to add value because you know where they have needs. And then it just, you can show them exactly, very specifically, why it might make sense for you guys to get together and partner or be on. It becomes easy for somebody to say yes. You're not making them do work, right? So as I share these examples of how you can show up at the next in-person event, what are you hearing for you? How does this relate to your business? Maybe you're a marriage and family therapist. Maybe you are a marketer. Maybe you build funnels. Maybe you have a mortgage company and you've got a small team of 16 to 20 employees. How can you take what you're learning about listening and being curious and asking questions? And then when it makes sense and they start to reciprocate and they become curious about you, you can start to show them how you can add value to their company, their organization. How is this relevant to you and the goals and objectives that you have right now inside of your business? This is the opportunity for you. So let's kind of recap how you can show up to events. There are two different forms. You can show up where you've got your butt in the seat and you are there to learn from the person on the stage. And there will be moments, right? But that might not be the main objective to be there. And if you're a more advanced entrepreneur, your greater objective is to network and to add value. And I just showed you how you can do that by being present, really radically curious, and listening to people. And as you do that, this is where it flips and you're not chasing them, which is what my friend David was doing. He was chasing people, which when you chase people, they run the other direction. They're like, I don't want to be chased. I mean, just go look at a playground. If someone starts chasing you, you start running the other direction, right? And so to avoid that, you don't need to chase anybody. You're not needy and desperate, and you are there to listen and be curious and add value. And as you do that, people naturally gravitate towards you and they start, in a sense, coming after you. So what are you hearing for you? How can you bring this into application? This was an amazing solo episode with me, Katie Richardson. I'm Coach to High Performing Entrepreneurs. If you have gotten value out of this, there is a possibility that you might be somebody who would be a really good fit to work with me, either one-on-one or inside of some of my programs. You guys have been listening to my podcast for quite some time, and I usually interview other people. What you might not realize is I can radically transform your life through coaching. And there's two different ways that you can work with me. So if you want to know more about how you can get information like what I just shared today on a really high level, and really make more progress in 3 months than you have in the last 2 years, which I just happen to have that track record with clients. If you want to know what that looks like and how I can help you more inside of your company as the founder, entrepreneur, and CEO, send me a DM. And I need to know some more things about your business. And if you're fit, I'll show you how to apply. And maybe we end up working together. And if you're not, keep listening. That's awesome. That's great too. And for everybody who's listening, this is what's working now. Wasn't that amazing? What is the one thing you're hearing for you in this conversation? I would personally love to hear from you. So leave us a rate and review. This helps other exceptional leaders like you find this podcast. And if you're a CEO looking to make a high impact decision, I have a free gift for you. This downloadable will help you capitalize on your next opportunity. It's called CEO Insights, and it's a compilation report of 10-minute interviews with incredible CEOs. These trends are fascinating and timely. Grab your report now. The website is go.katierichardson.com/CEO trends. Lastly, if you'd like the highlights from my life, a CEO living her best life with her husband and 4 kids in Puerto Rico, go join my weekly newsletter. I'm super intentional about bringing real value in this newsletter. So go to whatsworkingnow.com, drop in your email, and we will make sure you only get the good stuff. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you in the next episode.